Yo,
check this out.
This out.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
Guess who's in the building?
Hit us up 071-286-0639. The starter yet again. Another phenomenal week. I don't know if anyone else has noticed it, right? And I tend to, I don't want to say stay away, but I know my role and I play my role.
Okay.
And with what I'm about to talk about, I want to make it clear. In no way am I a politician. Ne? No way do I aspire to be a politician. In no way are you ever going to see Kayezi written on the ballot sheet, although that is a pretty awesome idea. I'm not going to lie.
The great party.
Bro! What? Have you guys been noticing all the posters around the city when you're driving around?
How can we not? There are so many of them.
I don't know. I'm like, who are you now? What's this acronym for now? What's the abbreviation of this one?
Right. Yeah?
I'm waiting for someone to come through with an abbreviation that's going to make me laugh. That's all I'm looking for. But the posters are all around the city. Obviously, the elections are going to be coming up. And I was thinking about it. And I don't want you to talk to me about which party does this and that. We all know that that voice note is not going to make it on air. I'm going to let you know now. If you're going to come on the WhatsApp line and you're going to campaign, it's just not going to make it on air. But with the elections coming up, regardless who wins, what is the one change you would want to see happen immediately?
Wow.
Like if you yourself tune into the Great Drive, if you were a politician and you won, what would be the first thing you do? What would be the first thing you do? I'm going to go ahead and let you know. If I won, the first thing I would do is have a Kayezi Boulevard. I'm sorry. I just need it in the history books.
Look at you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. Kayezi Boulevard. I just need it in the history books so that it's just there for forever. Then I can take care of the rest of you.
Oh, okay.
So you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Kayezi Boulevard.
Oh, wow.
Where dreams come to life. Tomorrow, one thing, the first thing you would do if you were a politician and you won.
Yeah,
go.
Homes for everybody.
Homes.
Everyone has a roof over their head.
Homes.
Yeah, 100%.
First thing you would do if you're a politician, Lorenzo, and you won?
Rental control in Cape Town.
Wow. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Rental control in Cape Town. I can tell you now, there's some people in Constantia who wouldn't agree with you.
Yes.
But, you know. So here we go. If you were a politician and you won, what would be the first thing you would do? What change, what one thing would you want to change and you would see it happen immediately? 071-286-0639. Welcome to The Great Drive. If you are just joining us, we're talking about the election season coming up. And we were asking you, regardless who wins, what is the one change you would want to see happen immediately? Essentially, if you were a politician and you won, what would be the first thing that you do? Lorenzo said that he would look at the rental rates in Cape Town tomorrow. You said you would?
Homes for all, man.
Homes for all.
Yes.
And I said I would firstly erect my own street, my own boulevard.
But of course.
Or rename it.
Guys, don't ever put me in office. It's not a good idea. We got some of your voice notes. What would be the one thing you'd want to change up immediately?
Hi there, I would want to see all those home user charges and extra cost for water and the high rates and the properties with market related values. Those things must be abolished immediately.
I don't think Cape Town would. If you start looking at the property value in Cape Town, and you start looking at the property value in Cape Town,
What's up, Kayezi and team? I hope you guys are well. First thing I would do if I was president is kick out all the pensioners.
My man went from politician straight for the head office there. Okay, he said kick out all the pensioners.
In parliament.
Oh, in parliament.
We don't want any more pensioners. They need to go. Sasa's waiting for you.
Ah.
Okay. Yo, Kayezi and guys, if I was a politician and I won, the first thing I will remove is this thing of matric. You must have matric to work, to have a certain job. I mean, there's most people that have no matric, but they have the experience, you understand? So that, for me, that's ridiculous. I'll remove that, the matric thingy, completely.
I have to disagree. I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I have to. There are just certain jobs that need a tertiary education. There's just certain jobs that need you to have a high level qualification for you to execute it to the best of your ability.
Yeah, I get that.
If we're saying we're going to get rid of the matriculant for you to get a job, I can guarantee you now that kids are going to drop out of school at grade 8 and tell you they want to enter the work market. It's just one of those things.
I hear you.
No, I get that. And I believe that with, you know, the previous dispensation, they had a certain level, so at grade 9. But I feel that there needs to be some basic, at least something basic in means of a paper.
I'm going to point this out. Nah, there's a whole highway that wasn't finished being built in this amazing city of ours. Some engineer was not qualified to make that decision.
Planning. Town planning gone wrong.
And guess what? It's just there now. It's just there.
It's there for movies.
Yo.
Afternoon, guys. If I became president, I would take away VAT and lower income tax to like 1 or 2% of your salary.
Afternoon, Kayizi, Tamara and Lorenzo. What I would do if I won, I would get rid of all the old generals, incompetent ones in the police, in the army, all over, and replace them with fresh, young generals that can still run.
He said they can still run.
Oh. Wow. Okay, we're taking shots today.
Hey, Kayizi, tomorrow snow. And
Lorenzo.
And another guy. Sorry, man.
Lorenzo.
The new guy, the newbie to the show.
What up, Sean?
This is my third entry playing along. Nevertheless, Kayizi, my guy. Yes, so you know. If I won, I was a politician and I won, my guy, I'm telling you now. Scrap all the debt. Everyone start over. Thank you. Everyone can start over. Let's all get a second chance. Scrap all that old debt, my guy. And we start fresh from ground zero. Thank you. And thank you for voting for me. I appreciate y'all.
Says scrap all the debt. You have no more debt. Zero. How do you guys feel about that?
You know what? Maybe they could do it similar to the way they do the fines, the traffic fines. So if you don't pay them over a certain period, all of a sudden, poof, ta-da, gone.
Nah.
Yeah, but you know, that does happen after 3 years.
Guys, let me tell you something. That money is going to come out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, when you think the debt's being scrapped from you, it's going to come out from somewhere and it's going to affect you again. Some way, somehow.
Yeah, it's called prescription.
I'm just letting
It can happen or it can't happen.
I'm just letting you know it's going to come out of something. Next thing, your bank charges are going to shoot up.
Yeah.
The airtime you pay for is going to shoot up. Your tax is going to shoot up. The petrol is going to shoot up. Even higher than what it currently is. You're going to pay.
Yeah. I just don't agree with the let's not pay tax or bring it down to 1% of your salary, because then the society would never be able to operate. Oh, we need tax.
Yo, Lorenzo, let's go to sports.
The Great Drive with KEZ. With KEZ. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. only on Good Hope FM.